When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Oh boy, here we go for the bonus pod.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self. A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
Yeah.
You start being Fat Angry Stretch.
My favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Ah, Fat Angry Stretch is my favorite. Because he's happy but angry is what I know. Because he's eating. And he's eating typically food he likes when he's fat. So Fat Angry Stretch is really good. I am happy Stretch, actually, today. I was watching TV when I got home from work. And I got home just in time to watch the last inning of the Dodgers and the Phillies, which was in the 11th inning. And the Dodgers won. And what's great is I hate Philadelphia sports fans. So to see Philly lose was just joy to my heart. And then as we speak, God, I don't want to curse it because currently my New York Giants, who suck but are beating the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles on Thursday Night Football as I record this. Knock on wood. Knock on wood. Can't curse it. They're up by 10 points. And it's only halfway through the third, so they could blow this. And the Giants are famous for blowing stuff. Ah, boy. Good times. Let me tell you what else happened tonight. So I get home and I come in. I stopped at the store and bought stuff to make for dinner. But my wife's been weird and was like, oh, I don't want dinner. Okay. And that's after I make stuff. So I bought the stuff for dinner. I brought it home. And I said, are you eating or not? No, I'm not eating. All right. If you're not eating, then I'm just going to make smash burgers for myself. And by the way, I had a pretzel bun for my smash burger. And it was freaking awesome. Well, what I got of it. Let me tell you the story. So I make my smash burger. My wife's not eating. I have that. I'm having smash burger and watermelon. And a really good watermelon. It's risky when you get the pre-cut watermelon. And I got that. And it was like, damn, I am going to, you risk it. It's either going to be really good or that fuzzy, gross texture. And it was really good. So I sat down. And my wife walks in and goes, can I have a bite of your food? I'm like, you just told me you didn't want anything. Like right before I started making dinner, you said you didn't want anything. I just want a bite. I'm like, cut off a small piece. Whatever. Right? And so then I go in and I'm messing with the TV because I'm trying to get the game on and find it. It's on TBS. So I'm flipping around to get the TV set up. And then I see her go back to my plate like two times. She ate like half my effing burger and ruined it. Like, didn't want the bun, so it was just like eating the meat part. So now I have big hunks out of my burger, and I was so mad. Ladies, why do you do shit like that? Why do you say, I'm not hungry. I don't want anything. Can I have a bite? No, you can't. You can't on principle alone. No, you can't. But anyhow, so I did that. And that's annoying. Some stories. Ooh, let's talk about all of the news, though. Let's first talk about the Pacific Palisades fire. And I posted a thing up on that. You would see if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook that they absolutely caught a dude. And I got to tell you, I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming at all. And you guys know that I hate Gavin Newsom, and I hate Karen Bass, and I hate the LADWP. Got another sidebar, but I got a letter from the lawyer tonight. But anyhow, so I was like, wait a minute. They caught someone? And remember Newsom said, in 30 days, and by the way, I can't do a Newsom without, I'm dancing like Axl Rose, sitting, moving my hands as I talk. I wish you could see me. But I'm like, in like 30 days, we're going to have a report, and I'm investigating. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. The most important thing is to get to the bottom of this and make sure this doesn't happen again. And woo. All right, well, nothing's ever happened. It's been 8 months. He's done jack effing shit, but F us. And there's another development where I'm going to tell a lot of people to suck my balls right here on the podcast, and I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so they arrested a guy, and I'm like, that's nuts. And I see the stories are out, and they're having a press conference, and I look, and they arrest, but it's the federal authorities. The Department of Justice arrested a man in Florida. And it didn't say the Department of Justice in conjunction with California law enforcement or any LAPD, anything like that. No, it didn't say that shit at all. It said federal authorities made an arrest in arson of the Pacific Palisades fire. Now, what is crazy, this, by the way, is great news because it helps our lawsuit dramatically, because we've been saying there was a fire that they never ever acknowledged. It ended up being a week before the Palisades fire, New Year's Eve. There was a fire up on the hill, and they suspected it to be arson. And then the fire department drove up the hill, squirted it out, and left. And then that fire wasn't out. And that fire was underneath the ground, squirming. We had, when we went back, like, I've learned so much about fire in this experience. But if you have a big tree or something with a big root system, it'll burn down, smolder, and then burn underground. You can have an underground fire. And it's pretty crazy. Like, this is a nutty cuckoo that happens, but it does. And then when you had January 7th, the epic, insane wind event, that fire that was underground, like what happens when you have, you know, if you ever walk up to your barbecue, if you're burning wood or even your fire, and it's just red embers and they're sitting there chilling and you blow on them, what happens? Whew, they pop back up into a flame. That's exactly what happened, only with really gnarly wind. It blew them too out of control in no time. So that is that. The guy, by the way, at some point lived in the Palisades. I haven't heard his story. I'm happy about this. I'm happy no one's trying to put a political spin on it, because everyone's like, oh, that was, he did that because he was a, you know, Antifa crazy person and he hated rich people, or he did that because he was a right-wing nut job and he hated Joe Biden in California. And then they would have been looking at me. But anyway, I'm glad I haven't heard that spin at all. And I haven't heard any spin on why this guy did it, other than he was crazy and he liked to listen to some French rapper that rapped about lighting shit on fire. And in fact, they know he listened to that moments before he lit the fire, because they got his phone, and his phone had, first of all, he had looked up on ChatGPT some shit about his lighting a fire with a cigarette and would he get in trouble. He had searched shit on there that made him suspicious. They know he was in the area by the phone pings. They know he called 911 right after he lit the fire a few times. But here's a little pro tip. If you're in the hills in the Palisades, you don't have cell reception, period. It blows up there unless you're at your house and you're on Wi-Fi. But so they got this dude. It looks like they got this dude. This dude started that fire. And it came back a week later. And it killed 12 old people. 12 old people that didn't leave their homes, that stayed in their homes, burned to death in that fire. And not to mention the billions and billions of things. I can tell you right now, if I could get my hands on this guy, I would personally try to beat him to death. I'm not even joking. Like, if I had a chance to, like, get at this guy, I would, because he's fucking destroyed my life to some degree. Talked about the fire was a blessing in a lot of ways because of what happened with my father-in-law. But anyway, here we are. That's very interesting. Now, the reason this is good for the lawsuit is because the city and state have been saying that this was, they didn't know what caused it, and blah, blah, blah. And then they had to release their report after they made this arrest that it was indeed that fire that had started the week before that they didn't put out right, which looks really bad on LA Fire Department, really bad on the city, the state. It was on state parkland. There's just a lot of crap that this really screwed them up in the lawsuits that have been filed. And there's a lot of them. So here we are. That happened this week. And I did not see that coming. I'm happy. I'm glad that somebody did something like this, got caught. Also, he had bailed and ran to Florida and done that. But so be it. That guy is up out of there. Also, the other thing that happened this week is on 60 Minutes, they ran a news story about Guy Fieri, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives Guy Fieri, who has a brand of tequila they make in Mexico, and then they bring it up and they put it in a warehouse in Pennsylvania, and it's apparently really high-end because they had two cargo containers stolen, and it was $1 million worth of tequila, two semi-trucks filled with their tequila. And it was a really good story, but then on the end, they talked about the cargo theft that you guys have heard me talk about and how that's a real problem, and it's an epidemic in California especially, and then people started talking about that. So that was interesting. And I saw, what's crazy is they showed the bust where they found some of the tequila from Guy Fieri's. They got, I think, 24,000 bottles stolen. They got 11,000 back, so almost half of it back. The rest of it is gone. But they showed the warehouse in Los Angeles where they found it. And there was a lot of merchandise in there, and there was like Sub-Z's and clothing and all kinds of stuff, including crap like we had stolen from my work, the same kind of merchandise I saw in there, and that was interesting. Then the other story that came out this week, so much is like coming to like a head, if you will. The guy in Santa Monica, the shoe store guy that got busted, it was Cool Kicks. Did you guys see that one? He ended up being like a guy that sold shoes, but then they found out all of his stuff was stolen from the railroad. And I've talked about that a lot. Like, a lot of the cargo theft, I think we've encountered, other than when they take an entire load and you lose a lot of money, on the railroad what happens is while the train's going, they jump on, they cut the lock, they open the doors, and they take, throw out 10, 15, 20 boxes, 30 boxes, 40 boxes, and then when the container then gets to the railroad yard, they close the door and then bring it to you and say, here's your container. And then you're like, well, it's about 50 cases short of merchandise. So it's just crazy that that is happening, that these people are doing it to this degree. And it's made my job more difficult in that sense. There's no honor system. Everyone has to be checked. And you know what's so weird? Knowing this is the case and that Los Angeles is ground zero for taking, we've installed a bunch of new protocols that you have to follow. Well, the big carriers tell us basically to go F ourselves. If you're an owner-operator, you don't want to lose the business. So you're like, okay, I'll give you this information, this information, this information. And then you can check them in properly. But the big carriers are like, F you. We have insurance, and no, and you're like, I would be cooperating at this point. It's a time when people should be cooperating. Then we had the Israel-Hamas freaking peace deal go down this week too, and according to everyone, it looks like it's a done deal, and Monday, the remaining hostages will be home, including some Americans. Those that are still alive, by the way, less than half of them still alive. Something like that. It is insane the way that's going down. So, a lot happened this week. A lot happened. The lawyer is stoked because after the arrest was made for the guy, then immediately, if I don't know if you noticed, I did because I'm hyper sensitive to this topic, that they turned around and released the report the next day. So they arrest the guy. Then the next day, they're like, oh, yeah, that report we've been saying is coming in 30 days. Here it is. It just coincidentally, the day after the feds arrested someone. So it shows the fact that there was no update, no news, no nothing coming from California or City of Los Angeles. Nothing. Karen Bass has never given us an update. She said, you can go do this and you can apply for this and we're going to waive fees for this and this. But she hasn't done anything. She hasn't done anything. Nothing. And the state has done nothing. And the feds have done nothing either. But at least the feds went and got the guy that did it. So I'm happier with them. I'm not happy with anybody currently, but that's going on. Now, here is the other one where I'm going to tell people to suck my fat, hairy balls. Because I got so much heat. Mostly, I got attacked. I got attacked a little bit on Instagram for this one. But I got absolutely militantly attacked on X before I canceled my X account. Told you guys I canceled it last week when I can no longer play nice. And I'm just like, I'm just going to close this account because I am just going to bash people. And it's not very godly of me. So I shut the account down. But I got absolutely coordinated attacked by left-wing Democrat operatives in the state of California when I was posting and posting and posting against SB 79. And then all these assholes, all these fucking know-it-all dickwads came out and are like, it's not even affecting the Palisades. You don't have a transportation hub near you. And da-da-da-da-da. And my argument was, when you've been screwed over by the city and the state as bad as we have, when the governor of our state made the announcement as soon as all of our houses fucking burned down that he was going to spend $100 million to buy up dirt lots to build affordable housing on, he made that announcement. That I'm not making that up. He made that announcement while our houses were sitting in ashes. So while that was going on, they put this SB 79 through. But one of the caveats of SB 79 is that you have to have a transportation hub near, within 2 miles or something like that. And the Palisades does not have that. But our argument and what I have said was, yeah, we can't trust them. They'll put one in and then we're going to be held accountable to SB 79, which means it's the one where they could buy your neighbor's dirt lot. And I have, by the way, when my house is being rebuilt, there will be a dirt lot on the left and a dirt lot on the right. One of my neighbors moved out of state and is like, I'm going to think about it later. Right now, I just going to go live my life somewhere else. And my other neighbor said, I'm too old and I'm going to sell eventually, but I'm going to wait till the market flattens out. So there's going to be dirt lots on each side of my house for probably a number of years after this. And I know the one's going to sell. The other may sell too. So we wanted verbiage in that Senate bill, we wanted verbiage that said, hey, Palisades is exempt and there's supposed to be fire zone exemptions. Well, we didn't get any of that. And every other state has that. Here's where I'm pissed. This week, what do they announce? They announce that they're going to try and build a massive metro substation, or AKA a homeless fort, on Pacific Coast Highway at Sunset Boulevard, which I could walk to from my freaking house. What does that mean? We now apply for SB 79 in the sense of you can build a big ass house right there next to, you know, big ass apartment building next to my house on the dirt lot, and I'm not happy about it. And so everyone that tried to shame me and get me to withdraw my ear at SB 79, go fuck yourself, is what I say to you. Absolutely go fuck yourself. And if you support anything these fucking Democrats are doing in this state right now around the fire, you can go fuck yourself. You know, if you're a Democrat, whatever. I'm not crazy. I don't want to hurt people that politically disagree with me. I do not. But the mismanagement of the fire and the taking advantage of fire victims. And did I tell you guys that I got a $30,000 bill in the mail for the free debris cleanup that they told us we were getting? The free debris cleanup, we got a bill for that. It was $30,000 this week. Oh, yeah, but yeah, you don't qualify. You had insurance. Yeah, but we didn't have enough insurance to rebuild our house. Yeah, go fuck yourself. You had insurance, so you're paying that. So now it's $30,000 out of the budget to rebuild the house, going to the free service. So everything they said is a lie. They are full of shit. They are demons. And I hope they all lose their jobs, is what I hope. And I seriously, I don't, like, I can say I hate Gavin Newsom. I don't want him to die, or I don't want him to get attacked or anything like that. I'd love for him to be unemployed, but that's about it. Same thing with Karen Bass. Go live your life. Go to Cuba and celebrate with Son of Castro or whatever you do. Just, you shouldn't be the mayor of Los Angeles. You're terrible at your job. You're awful. You're a despicable human being. And is fucking Trump a saint? No, he's a douche nozzle too half the time. But he hasn't been the problem for the fire victims. He hasn't done anything for us other than arrest the guy that did it. But he's been no help either. So I am not big on the government at this current time in any way, shape, or form. All right, let me get off my political rants. Yeah, the people that were attacking, they were attacking the shit out of me. Calling me a rich white fuck, saying, you NIMBY, you're a NIMBY because they want affordable housing everywhere and they don't think you should have nice neighborhoods. And Palisades is a very nice neighborhood. Typically, for people that move there currently, it's a rich neighborhood. I'm not rich. I was never rich when I moved there in the beginning, but we just got lucky to get in when we got in. And have a little tiny house in a wealthy neighborhood. That's kind of the American dream. Get into a neighborhood where you have the worst house on the block and the best neighborhood you can afford. That's what we did. And you want to keep it like that. And these people are hell-bent on not keeping it like that. Ah, boy. All right. Now that people hate me more. People hate me. Let's talk about this one. And it is a new thing. Where, oh, here's a lady that says she only showers twice a week and people are attacking her online. I know back in the day, if you go back to the Jamie Jack and Stinch days, you would know that the FBG would be the fake black girl, which would be my wife, who is not black, but is Latin. But what most people don't know is before FBG, there was real black girl. And she showered every day, but boy, if you got her hair wet, she would stab you. She was not messing around. Stretch, you do not get a black woman's hair wet, you motherfucker. She pissed. I'm like, dude, relax. We're in the pool. But yeah, she wrapped that head up because she did not want her hair getting wet at all. She hard. I bet you she washed it once or twice a week. I wash my hair every day, but I don't really have any hair. But yeah, I don't know about taking two showers a week. If I took two showers a week, you could smell me coming from around the corner and be like, oh, here comes Stretch. But so what's weird is I don't find that as disgusting when it's a woman. I do not, because women typically don't sweat like a man pig does. So I'm not as down on it, but people are shredding this lady. Apparently she had to take the post down because people were calling her all kinds of names. And that's weird. People don't know you. They don't know your business. And they go out there and call you names because you post something on your own personal account. You know what? It's my account. I'm going to post what I want on it. And I don't care who you are. Like, if post what you want. Granted, if it's something about, you know, really vile, someone's going to show it to, like, your employer and you're probably going to lose your job. But post whatever you want. I'm all for that. All right. Here's something that is an interesting thing. And I get this because so many kids are having problems finding jobs after college now. And there's a lot out there in the world. And they're saying boys are staying at home with their moms. And they call them stay-at-home hub sons. And basically, they stay at home. They live at home with their mom. And they live rent-free. And they do a bunch of chores. So all the chores that your dad would do. And especially, I think even if your dad was home, they probably like that because your dad is older and doesn't want to do that shit anymore for the most part. And it would be cool to have your son do it. And you'd be like, yeah, you can live here for free. And trust me, most parents want their kids around anyway. But this is like a real thing. And people are digging it, saying that they have the kid taking care of the house, taking care of everything, fixing things. And when it's a boy, the hub sons, they can, you can be out there and be like, go out there and patch the roof, you young bastard. Get up there and get busy. They can also cook, like me. I am Chef Effin' Stretch. That's what I am. Ooh, oh, here's another one. Tonight, when I was going through the store, and I looked, and there was, you have banana nut bread, and it's like baked in the store bakery, and it's fresh. They had pumpkin bread, and it looked so freaking good, so I bought it. And it's wrapped. I love it because it stays almost soggy because they wrap it in like that tight cellophane, and then you open it, and it's so moist and just wonderful. So I buy a loaf of that too, and then after she swiped half of my burger, I turned around and literally, it looked like she took a fork and stabbed through the cellophane and just picked pieces out of it with her fingers because it was as if a rat had jumped on the counter and attacked my pumpkin bread. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, are you an animal? Take it, open it, then when you're done with it, put it into a Ziploc bag so it doesn't lose its freshness, and don't waste my pumpkin bread. It is delicious. My pumpkin bread, I didn't make it. I just bought it. But it surely looked delicious. Oh, boy, boy, boy. All right, now I'm worked up. Big, fat, ranting a-hole. I know people are like, F that guy. He's a fascist a-hole. Man, not really. I'm just sick of bullshit and sick of people talking shit to me. Saying I don't know what I'm talking about. When I was effing psychic in that situation and knew exactly what was happening. Hopefully we get this bus station denied and we don't have to worry about SP 79 in our neighborhood on top of all the other shit we have to worry about. I pray none of you go through a fire. I seriously, seriously do. But I can tell you, having gone through one, check your insurance. Update your insurance. Update your policy. Trust me, if you live in California, your house has appreciated in value and your insurance does not appreciate with your home. So update your policy. You're going to pay a little more, especially now that the state burned down earlier this year. But check it out. That is my tip to you. Go have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday with another episode of The Stretch Show. Or Fat to Fit or else. Whatever you want to call it. I don't really care. You can call me The A-Hole Show, Fat Man, Big Idiot, whatever.